Right, my lovelies, quick demo of how you can tune to target MIDI using WaveTune real time without needing to do any OCR or any fancy screen reader jiggery pokery. I'm just going to be correcting a lead vocal from my previous band. And when I say correcting, I mean butchering. I should say before I get started with this, I am not a proper keys player at all. Like there's no expression in my playing at the moment. So I can show you the technical aspects of how to root this and how to get it going. But don't take it as any sort of illustration of like the maximum potential. Because if you're a proper keys player, I'm sure you'll do something more elegant than what I'm about to. So I've got a lead vocal with no processing imported from a song that I recorded last year, and just a bass track and one clean rhythm guitar track. So we've got some kind of references for pitch and that sort of stuff. So this is what I've got unprocessed.
A choked alliance, we play as one. I would defend a malaise, 'cause I could decipher your web. A brief revival spawned the way of the gun. You came to fight us, you came and won. I stopped defending that day. I left the spiral to burn.
Okay, so she's pretty good. I feel like, hang on, let me turn that off. She's pretty good. I feel like she loses a little bit of control on that sort of top B and top C sort of area, the that kind of bit of her range. It's all a little bit more sort of slidey and undefined there than I would like. going to try and tighten up the little the little major kind of resolution bit at the end. Excuse the terrible singing, by the way. And just for giggles, I'm going to try and change the ending of the first line of each cycle where the word is always gun. I just feel like it does that CB BC type variation a little bit too much. So I'm going to try and get her singing the gun on an A instead that she sort of falls into. Let's see if I can play that. So first of all, we need to get all this wave tune stuff rigged up. So I'm going to select my vocal track and I'm going to put wave tune real time VST, the mono version on it. The VST3 version, because that happens to be what I've got an RPL preset for, which is in Dropbox already, I think. If it's not, I'll make sure it's in there after I've recorded this. So enter on this. And I'm just going to go to the presets combo box and select the only preset in this RPL file, target notes via MIDI. So this is the thing that you would have had to previously hunt and peck around for to find that button with OCR. We've just got it saved as a preset now, so it's a little bit easier to get going. So escape's come out the effects window. And now we need to route some MIDI data into this. So if you just want to play it, you can set the input of this track to be MIDI. Input MIDI. Let's just do all MIDI inputs, all channels. And then we can just arm this track. And if I just bang some notes on my controller while she's singing, we can make her sound terrible like that. But obviously, we can't record it doing a single track setup like this, because if we record that MIDI, it's going to go over the audio. So that's a nice, quick, and easy way to get this up and going, just so you can kind of thump around and experiment with the potential of it. But to actually record these changes, to commit these changes, we need to route MIDI in from a separate track. So I'm going to unarm this and I'm going to create a new track and call it MIDI for lead vocal. And I'm going to hit applications key on this new track and set the MIDI input Again, all inputs, all channels. And I'm going to create a send from this new track to the original V lead. Okay, so now if I arm this second track and I play again. There you go, it's working. And now we can record the MIDI onto this separate second track. So one thing I'm hearing straight away is that it's taking WavesTune a fair bit of time to respond when I'm pressing keys. And I think that's because at its default settings, the note transition time and the tuning speed are both fairly relaxed. It's just a plugin that at default settings is designed to just give you a little bit of help with the long notes especially. And it's not particularly designed to be heavy-handed at default settings. So I'm going to make things a little bit more precise and go to the parameters for WavesTune. I'm going to turn the speed down from the default of 15 milliseconds down to like about 1. And note transition time, this is pretty long by default. Yeah, 120. I'm going to go down to about sort of 45, 50, somewhere like that. That'll do. Just sort of guessing at values here. Okay, so now let's do a test run and see if we can do all those things. So remember, I'm going to be changing the gun word to finish on an A with a little drop into it on the end of the first line of each cycle of the verse. Going to be trying to tighten up the pitching of the played as one and came to fight us and came as one lines, like the second ones, the second lines of each cycle. And I'm going to be trying to tighten up the pitching slightly of that major kind of resolution that's at the end of the fourth line of each cycle. So let's see how we go.
I breathe life into an ending for a gun.
Kind of got away with that. Let's tighten this up.
We pray as one.
It's better. See if we can do this major.
Cause I could decipher your words.
Woof! Butchered.
Spawn the way of the gun.
Got away with that one.
You came to fight us. You came out.
That'll need a bit of tightening up. See if we can get a better major version this time.
I left the spiral to burn.
Yeah, so obviously I'd need to go and edit the duration of some of those MIDI notes to sort of make it play better. In particular, I seem to really suck at note endings. I'm not very good at knowing when to let go of stuff on a keyboard yet. So I'd need to do a bit of tweaking. Probably need to do a little bit more refinement of the note transition time and the tuning speed and that kind of stuff as well. But that at least gives you the idea of how to rig it up and that it works. Hope it helps.